Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The death toll has increased from the catastrophic flooding in the Texas Hill Country. Authorities now say 27 people are confirmed dead. That includes 9 children. Sheriff Larry Latha says,
we are working hard to locate anyone who is still missing and to ensure they are safe.
27 people are still missing from Camp Mystic, a girls' summer camp in the area that was ravaged by the sweeping floodwaters. President Trump pledged federal support. He said Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem will arrive in the region today. On Friday, he signed the Republican spending bill into law, cuts taxes for many of the wealthiest Americans. Critics say it could lead to more than 11 million people losing their health insurance through Medicaid. There are tropical storm warnings in effect for portions of the Carolinas after Tropical Storm Chantel formed, and the public work strike in Philadelphia continues. No garbage collection. This is ABC News. A fast-moving wildfire in California is having a major impact in the area west of Bakersfield, says ABC's Zareen Shah.
A fast-moving inferno is ripping across California, the Madre Fire exploding to more than 70,000 acres in under 48 hours. Fueled by dry brush, steep terrain, and punishing winds, this is now the largest wildfire in California this year. Only 10% contained. Officials warn it is growing fast, threatening at least 50 structures.
There's lots of attention this holiday weekend on shark sightings. Marine ecologist Mike Heidhouse says sharks are good at not biting people and that shark sightings are actually a good thing.
We're paying a lot more attention, so we are getting more sightings. We've also done a really good job of improving our ocean health, and prey fish are coming back. We've been protecting sharks in this country. So the populations are just starting to come back from being way down.
Still, experts say it's best to stay out of the water between dawn and dusk and avoid areas with lots of fish. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
With your Fox Valley forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms today, mostly sunny. Highs near 90 degrees, the heat index into the mid-90s. Southwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, scattered showers, a low around 69. For Sunday, chance of a shower and a high near 81.
Right now, it's 82.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
What is up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. The rocket ship renegade is next to me. The captain of the vessel, the SFF Fitzgerald. No, what? No, that Fairman. One's sunk. The Fairman. Fairman Fitzgerald. Danielle Fairman. Danielle and I have been together for decades. Yes. Decades, and she still puts up with me and vice versa, I guess.
Definitely vice versa.
Co-hosting.
You put up with me.
I put up with you?
You put up with
me. You think that's tougher than putting up with me?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Someone ask
I
me.
Do not know about
Someone ask
that.
Me.
Nope. Oh, boy. And the chefery of the show, the French culinarian connoisseur of all things eatery, which is up.
I think I want to be the culinary alley. Captain.
You want to be the captain? We want to
she
be the culinary, captain,
the culinary captain
or the captain of culinary.
Culinary
one
captain.
Either one is
I'll fine. Answer to both. I've been called worse.
All right, we then need. You guys can call me the sergeant of the sauces because I love sauces.
Okay.
Danielle.
You've got it. On it.
Danielle.
You knew
Man,
before
I have
ended.
To tell you.
Sergeant Sauce,
see,
something Fairman, and
you
culinary captain.
Me.
And the culinary captain, Ellie Lawton, is here as well. And we do a recipe every week, and that is one of my favorite parts of the show because, after all, Raised in Wisco is...
A cooking show.
A cooking show. I like
a place for dad jokes.
And definitely a place for dad jokes. Jacob is holding it all together in the fishbowl at WAUK Studios, but that is not the only place you can listen to us. Across the state of Wisconsin, you can hear us on all Civic Media stations, 23 of them. There is nowhere you are in Wisconsin that you can't listen. Saturdays at 11 o'clock, and if you miss us, guess what? You can listen to us in retrograde. It's almost
anywhere
like
in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere.
It's almost like you control your own matrix.
Oh, how about that?
We're not going to get into the matrix.
And you know what I love about today at work?
Let's hear it.
It has officially become 8 days since I started, and now everybody knows about Raised in Wisco.
Heck
so
yeah, Danielle.
So we have gained a whole buttload of followers.
Wow, that is fantastic.
That's and quite listen, a load.
If you, hey, I like that. That was like a digger joke, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like a loader.
If you don't
I
know Danielle
for a mining company.
Fairman,
that's how we met.
If you are new to Danielle Fairman, Danielle is a heavy equipment operator by day.
Yes.
By night, she is a hunter.
Hungry, hungry person.
Angler. Eater.
Yes.
Extraordinaire. And we have been together doing media, television shows, radio shows, national television shows, local television shows together, and hunting and fishing for nearly two decades. Danielle started a new job this last week.
I did.
And how's that going?
The job is absolutely fantastic. It's better than expected, and it's one of those, a sigh of relief.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I didn't think I would feel so relaxed.
Well,
shout out to Danielle's new team.
Shout out to Danielle's team. Danielle, what is the company you work for?
I work for Vite, V-E-I-T.
Well, shout out to Vite Construction. Vite Construction.
Yeah.
Well, hey, love having all of you folks as new listeners. I was going to say guys, which
they're,
I guess, is a generic term.
It started from a dump truck. Alex driving a Jake's landscaping dump truck. He brought us pizza today.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Nice.
Well, we love having you as new listeners to the show and appreciate you lending us Danielle for her duties on the air. But I think this is a great segue to go into our weekly Wisco.
Absolutely.
What have you got, Danielle?
Me?
I mean, I bet you got like 700 of them after starting a new job.
I have my favorite weekly Wisco.
Let's hear it.
I went fishing, and the best part about it was part of the Bass Club. And
really?
We went out on Eagle Lake in Kansasville, which is disgusting.
What?
It is so green and swampy and weedy.
Ooh.
There's a couple rock beds and cliffs.
So there's an algae bloom going on. It's real green.
Right after, I guess it's like that majority of the time.
Okay.
So you only have about 3 weeks right after the ice melts to go fishing.
All right.
But this lake holds some massive bass. And I finally caught my first bass on a frog.
Oh, cool.
So top
that
water.
Is fun when they smash a top
it
water.
It is. Oh, yeah. I was having the best time ever. I did not place, but I still caught, I think, about 8 pounds of fish. Like pounds and 4 ounces of fish.
That's fantastic. That would feed me for like a whole breakfast.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was so much fun. A whole breakfast. Just one.
With the Bass-O-Matic 2000.
What was yours?
Before we move off of this, though, I have a quick question for you, because this is a debate I get into with people. When I used to fish, before I ever hunted, I used to fish and people would say, "Do you hunt?" And I say, "I hunt fish." That's all I knew was fishing.
Yeah.
Do you like fishing or hunting better?
Oh, I like waterfowl better.
Waterfowl hunting is your favorite.
Waterfowl or turkey, then fishing, and then everything else.
You know, I'm with you on that. I like waterfowl and turkey better than whitetail.
Yes.
And I know, and don't listen. If you listen to this show and you're a whitetail hunter, we talk a ton about whitetail hunting.
We do.
And I love whitetail hunting. But if it actually came right down to it, I'd have to say I like waterfowl and turkey hunting better. Chef Lawton, where do you fall in the fishing versus hunting category in your favorite hunting?
Hunting.
Yeah, me too.
Hunting across the board.
And
across
what type?
Board. What kind of are you? Are you a fisherman at all? Do you choose to go fishing? Randomly?
Oh my god,
minus the fishery thing.
I love fishing. I grew up fishing. I guess if I had more time, I would fish a lot. That sounds like a crummy excuse, but it's the best I have. Geez, Joel.
That's tricky, isn't it?
Super tricky. I'm gonna say anything big game.
Tricky.
Yeah, big game. And
I love turkey hunting. I love goose hunting. Big game.
If I have to choose, though. And I would say, the three of us together did one of the coolest types of hunting that exists. We alligator hunted.
Yeah.
All three of us got huge gators, and that is an absolute blast as well.
I cannot wait for Annie Schwartz as Gatorpalooza.
What is Gatorpalooza?
Gatorpalooza is Gator Gals. She just called it Gatorpalooza.
Gatorpalooza.
I kind of like that name.
I don't mind that.
Well, shout out to Annie, but it's staying Gator Girls Camp.
Yep.
All right. You guys call it whatever you want.
Yep.
I'm just
but Gatorpalooza, maybe this year will be Gatorpalooza.
Because there's more.
It'll be number two.
Oh.
Okay.
Gator.
Yeah.
We have until December.
That sounds like a blast.
You decide.
I'm going to say, for me, it's hunting, hands down. And for me, it's whatever season is.
Yes, I believe that. Absolutely believe that.
Except for the fact that once you get a taste of hunting in Europe or South Africa, being able to mix a new culture with what you're doing is pretty darn exciting, too. But I will say, when you are sitting there in a turkey blind and a turkey comes running to your decoys to fight them, very few things are as exciting as that. That is for sure. My weekly Wisco is heading to, oh gosh, this could be a whole show.
Let's make it into one.
What is it?
Global Market, which is in Madison, which wasn't my first time. It is a market.
Oh, okay.
It is a massive market that sells food and foodstuffs. And when I say foodstuffs, I mean ingredients to make whatever you want from everywhere around the world.
mostly Asia, East Asia, what? Southern
yeah,
Asia.
It's heavy Asian.
Heavy Asian global market. And you can go in there and you can get that stinky fruit, that really, really stinky fruit.
What, no chef idea.
Durian.
That durian. I always durian? Forget the name
yeah.
of it. It's called durian.
What kind of stinky
it
is it?
It smells
though?
Like it smells a like corpse. Beet.
Oh, so like the stuff you guys tried to feed me 2 weeks ago.
Wait a minute here. That was delicious. What are you,
you loved it.
Tasted,
durian
it horrible,
is compared to the
good.
Scent of a corpse.
Oh,
oh
she's
see,
talking about pad thai, I think.
What?
Pad Thai is delicious.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You
it
remember.
Was the Pad Thai.
But something that's so exciting to me in my weekly Wisco is you can, if you are in Wisconsin, you have access to unbelievable cultural foods. There's Fresh Market yes. in Madison, which has fantastic foods from around the world, Croatia, Serbia. I found Ivar there from mm-hmm. Croatia, which is a pepper and wasn't rutabaga, was it? No. Eggplant.
Yeah,
eggplant, pepper, and it's absolutely delicious. If you want to explore Wisconsin or make delicious food from anywhere around the world, you can do it from right here in Wisconsin. So
yeah, and a couple other places. We have a fantastic Polish market in Milwaukee. And we have a lot of Middle Eastern markets as well.
Yeah, we really do. We are really blessed here. Wisconsin, for whatever reason, was settled by so many different cultures. Mm-hmm. If you do not explore the different cultures in Wisconsin, you are missing out because
that is me.
Well,
I miss out.
We
all
try
these
to bring this to you, Danielle.
Do you guys do. You know, I eat mushrooms now. Like,
yes,
this is
you
a
do
huge thing. That's kind of disgusting.
You love
but
beach
I like
mushrooms.
Well,
yes,
you've always
so
been
good
such a fun guy.
So at Global Market, yeah,
sorry.
We've
so
got it.
Times.
You guys aren't even pausing for
no,
my
no, we just roll right over. Global Market has beach mushrooms. They have a lot. They have Thai basil, all sorts of really fun ingredients for really reasonable. The fresh produce there is amazing. And then if you want to experiment with some stuff, they have duck tongues. They have duck heads.
Duck tongues?
They have quail eggs. Yes, they have.
What? Why?
Yeah, they have
so
organ
tiny
meats.
Make duck tongue tacos.
Yeah, duck tongue tacos. Yeah, or, like you just crisp them up and eat them. They're actually really good.
Huh.
So,
taste the food that tastes you back, Danielle.
So, yeah, Joel, that's a fantastic place.
Yeah, I love
okay,
it.
Okay, better
question.
Here's a question. What did you go to Global Market for? Did
yeah
you have a recipe
well
in mind?
I'm going to let Ellie talk about why we were at Global Market because it was Megan Salazar's birthday. And
aww.
Megan Salazar is a contributor to Raised in Wisco. She works on the Facebook posts for us. So a belated happy birthday
yes
to Megan.
Happy
yes
birthday, Megan.
But she wanted, it was her day. We did what she wanted to do, and she wanted to hit up the Global Market. So we did. It was
aww
fantastic.
Yes,
that's
but
a good
before
birthday
Global Market, so my weekly Wisco is also a market, but it's the Madison Farmers Market. It was fantastic. I haven't been there in years. Megan really wanted to go check it out, so we all went. A ton of really fantastic fresh bakery. If you're trying to go low carb, maybe go to the other side.
You can go to the lamb. They had lamb and they had other
yes
meat.
Yes, so
there's plenty of meat there, too. There are plenty
yeah
of proteins available,
nice. Proteins, you know, specialty drinks and teas. Fantastic produce for very, very reasonable. Please go check it out. It was fantastic. It was a great time. And then, yeah, that was the highlight of the farmer's market for me. The gentleman that we met there, him and his wife were selling their goat and lamb that they raise, and they found a processor. So I got some lamb gyro meat and
ooh
just tried ooh it yesterday, and it was fantastic.
Ooh, that does
delicious
sound.
Yeah, it was so good.
Was it
everything?
So how
good
did the lamb how did lamb gyro meat? Well, I mean, gyro meat off the cone has lamb in it, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's not actually, people think it's all lamb. It's not. It's like
yeah
a lamb beef mixture.
Right. But this
was this
just
straight lamb?
Lamb?
And
this
what was what would you say was the difference between this and regular gyro meat?
It had the flavor of gyro meat, but on the back end of it, it almost was like a cotto salami.
Ooh.
And it wasn't shaved like it was off the pit. It was more like a cut like sausage almost. So I cut it into strips and made it like a gyro. It was fantastic.
Ooh, I do think I would like that. Yeah, get out there.
Great.
See, I mean, we were talking about food right off the bat. Our weekly Wisco's were very exciting.
Yeah, we are.
Fantastic. We're going to talk about a fantastic event to benefit cancer today as well with an interview with someone who lost a person very special to them. And we're going to talk about more food, that's for sure. This is Raised in Wisco.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy the Triple S Market, sip, shop, sing, every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. With local artisans, open mic, guest food trucks, a full menu of incredible Caribbean-taste food, charcuterie, mimosas, and more. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun!
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This is Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. I'm Joel Clayfish. That over there, riding shotgun, is Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
The hostess with the mostest, the heavy equipment operator, who can fight a gator on a musky rod for like
that was
an hour,
so much fun.
I
sure
mean, all I can tell you is I do not think that I have the triceps to have fought that gator on a musky rod as long as you fought that thing for 20 minutes.
Well, all my motivation was your gator baby daddy telling me there's no way she can do this. I was like, oh. Okay, well, now I have to do this.
Well, yeah. And also, you have biceps and triceps, so if anyone was going to do it, it was you.
Did you see Keith, by the way? Keith, who we're talking
Keith,
about,
there we
who
go.
Was guiding us down there. Did you see his biceps and triceps?
No.
Keith is all of, like, 5'6".
He was too far down. I couldn't see.
He's all
no,
of, like,
oh, my goodness. She's really sorry for saying that.
Listen, Keith. I know you listen to the show. If you're listening to Danielle, just because she's 6'3", doesn't mean you have to feel bad about it being a regular size man, okay? Look, Keith Parlier.
Staying out of this.
Hey, look.
He was awesome.
He's the greatest short king.
He definitely made the trip so much fun.
Danielle,
yes, he
and
did.
If you don't have fun listening to us, well, listen again. That's all I have to say. And if you don't catch us live on 23 civic media stations across Wisconsin, you can hear Danielle Fairman, award-winning chef Ellie Lawton,
yeah,
and me, Joel Clayfish.
Award-winning eater.
I'm an award-winning eater, too. I have won awards.
So
I won a pie-eating contest.
Did you?
That is a fact.
Yes. I won a flavor pie contest.
Coconut cream pie.
Wow.
And I was against two other people in the legislature at the time, and I crushed them.
Okay, well, congratulations.
I'm happy to say. Thank you. But if you don't catch us live on Saturdays at 11 o'clock, Danielle, where can they listen to the show?
You can listen to the show on YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify. But the best part is you can see us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, look up Raised in Wisco. Give us a like while you're there and watch all the previous episodes.
Yeah, yes. That's fantastic. I can appreciate that very much. Chef Lawton and Danielle, I want to talk to you just for a minute. I want to raise an issue that is curious to me. They're in the budget negotiations right now, the final budget negotiations at the state capitol in Wisconsin. And right now they're deciding the amount of money from tax revenue that should be used to make sure the parks and public hunting grounds and waterways are maintained throughout Wisconsin.
Wonderful.
And I have to say, I come down kind of in the middle on this because in reality, as stewards of the public trust, as stewards of the public dollars, we need to be very, very careful where we spend their money, right?
Certainly. Mm-hmm.
But on the other side of it, I think it is very important that we continue to proliferate species. And I think people don't always realize that hunters, anglers, kayakers, park users are the ones who spend the most money or the highest percentage of money to do that. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed something. I've noticed about Wisconsin campgrounds, parks, places you go to hunt and fish, nobody mans those booths anymore. Now, we were spending millions of dollars putting people in those booths, and now those are not manned anymore. It's more of a...
It's a weekend thing that they are.
Are they on the weekend?
They're
now?
On the weekend because I go out to Ottawa a lot, Lake and Kettle
Yeah,
Lake.
Yeah.
They have a fantastic dog area there. Shocking. Yeah. That's why I go there.
Right. Of course.
but yeah, there's someone there every single weekend. Friday, like evening.
Okay. Well, then maybe they do it at the more busy parks and areas as well. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a very smart move because I don't think today it necessarily has to be as much on the honor system as it used to be. You can look at a license plate and find out if that person's purchased a sportsman's permit or if they've got, you know, the tag to be in a park. You can find that out by just looking up the license plate and seeing if that's something they've purchased. So I think things have gotten more streamlined, but in the same sense, I think it's still important that those who are in the seats in the legislature consider the proliferation of species and conservation of the animals that we're hunting and fishing.
So with the license plates, they can... we had a little glitch ourselves right here.
There's a glitch in the matrix,
But with the license plates, I like that, though, because they have the cameras everywhere. So even if people do try to sneak in, they can figure out what's going on. And plus, I still get tickets. So that's still a faulty thing.
So it's working.
It is working. But I don't skip in. I have my patron's license and I have my county park sticker. So... Because it's the county park and the state park that you cannot, one of them you have to have a sticker, so the other one you do not have to.
Correct.
And I believe it's the state park that you do not have to. County parks, you still need a sticker.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'm interested to know what the listeners think about this, to be honest. So I wanted to talk about that. You can contact us. Look up our Facebook. Raised in Wisco is our Facebook page. Take a look at the Raised in Wisco Facebook page. Give us a message. When you listen to the show, tell us what you like, what you'd like to hear more of. And, yeah, you can tell us what you don't like, too. That's fine. I don't want to open Pandora's box of what people. But that is what not only Wisconsin's about and what our elected officials are about. You know, having served in the legislature, it was very important to me to hear from people and what their opinions are and how important those things are. I'm really excited because we're going to talk about an event that we were at that you're going to hear from somebody who lost a loved one to a very little known cancer and how this has taken off and why it is so important. And we live in such a great state that we care so much about the folks we live with in our communities. And that's going to be a really fantastic segment. We're glad you're joining us here on Raised in Wisco.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The death toll has increased from the catastrophic flooding in the Texas Hill Country. Authorities now say 27 people are confirmed dead. That includes 9 children. Sheriff Larry Latha says,
"We are working hard to locate anyone who is still missing and to ensure they are safe."
27 people are still missing from Camp Mystic, a girls' summer camp in the area that was ravaged by the sweeping floodwaters. President Trump pledged federal support. He said Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem will arrive in the region today. On Friday, he signed the Republican spending bill into law, cuts taxes for many of the wealthiest Americans. Critics say it could lead to more than 11 million people losing their health insurance through Medicaid. There are tropical storm warnings in effect for portions of the Carolinas after Tropical Storm Chantel formed, and the public work strike in Philadelphia continues. No garbage collection. This is ABC News.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Marlins in Florida this afternoon. The Crew winning last night 6-5, thanks to Jackson Chourio driving in Christian Yelich to score. Joey Ortiz with a 2-run single to take the lead. Aaron Ashby out of the bullpen got the win, retiring all 7 batters he faced. Brewers manager Pat Murphy:
"Ashby was tremendous. The fact that he can face both lefties and righties, he gets himself beat when he doesn't field his position or doesn't hold runners or things like that. But he's, you know, he's got, we've seen it. When he's in the pen like this, his stuff is, you know, you saw it, 97, 99, and it just makes everything better. He's got the ability, and I think that's the best role for him right now in his career."
NBA, who will the Bucks replace Damian Lillard at the point guard position? ESPN reporting today, the Bucks have been in talks with Chris Paul. He's now 40 and a free agent after 1 year with the Spurs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
With your Fox Valley forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms today, mostly sunny. Highs near 90 degrees, the heat index into the mid-90s. Southwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, scattered showers, a low around 69. For Sunday, chance of a shower and a high near 81.
Right now, it's 84.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
That's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is the co-hostess with the mostest. And of course, our chefery, our official chef of Raised in Wisco, Ellie Lawton. And today, because of Ellie Lawton and oddly my stepfather-in-law put that together, that's a mouthful right there, but because of those folks and others and a bunch of people, our Weekly Wisco is actually a segment this week, and I'm excited about that because we're talking about raising awareness and raising funds for cancer. And Chris, Jacob, it's got to be tough yet thrilling and exciting and humbling for you to see something that was such a tragic event turn into such a positive event. Your wife, Lindsay, struggled with cancer and ultimately gave up her fight, but her soul lives on, doesn't it, in this golf outing. Tell me what gave you the motive to put this together and what inspires you every year when you do this outing?
Sure. So initially when we started, my wife was diagnosed in 2019 with appendix cancer, which is a very rare cancer that majority of people don't even know exists. And I mean, I still get, every time I talk about it, that's a cancer. I get questions on it, you know. So originally it was started for just to raise awareness. And then I thought, you know, I mean, I thought we'd get a few friends together, a couple coworkers, Ellie, and have some fun. And I thought it'd be 50 people, right? And we'd have a great time.
Come on, Chris. You thought we were just going to sit around and drink beer.
Well,
and
there's truth to that. I mean, that's you know, in 2019, that's what, yeah. The first year, I mean, my numbers are going to be a little off now because I really don't remember. But in the first year, I think we had 120 golfers. And here today, this is our fifth annual. We are at 288 golfers. And Mike, who runs the course, is very mad at me because my limit was 250. So you can.
There's nothing like extra numbers when you're at a fundraiser.
You know, I mean, we want to raise money, but we also got to move stuff through for them and stuff. So their staff does a great job. But you know, the foundation itself was started simply to raise awareness for appendix cancer. And in 2019, when we started it, we had a positive outlook of where Lindsay's life and the disease would go. Unfortunately, that took a turn in 2023 or 2022, I guess. And unfortunately, it didn't work out in our favor. But she's here in spirit, and I mean, this year is tough because it's the first year she's not here. But last year when she was here, it was also very tough because she wasn't Lindsay, right? She was struggling and hurting and fighting really hard. And, you know, I think Joel said, you know, she gave up her fight. I don't like to say that. I think she, you know, she laid down and let somebody else fight. And that's kind of where I like, hey, we got to raise awareness for this disease and we got to do stuff that to help other people.
How does it make you feel when you come here and you see the unbelievable numbers, the sheer numbers and the outpouring of people who cared so much about this, that they're going to show up rain or shine, hot or cold, every year because they loved her and they love you and they want to see progress made on one of these rare cancers?
I can't explain that feeling. I mean, the outpouring of support that we've had since day one, I mean, I I contributed a lot to Lindsay. She was the sweetest, most loving person that there is. I mean, she didn't have a hate in her body. And I don't think anyone hated her. Me, on the other hand, whatever. I'm a catalyst. But it just embodies her spirit. I mean, it was all of this. I mean, everybody wants to be here because she's here, you know. And I struggled today a little bit with, like, I didn't want today to be like another funeral, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's not what I want. I want this to be always to be a celebration, A, of her, but also of the disease, the cancer itself, and an awareness that we can continue to raise funds. I mean, there was just an article that came out in Fox News and a couple others publications that it's on the rise with people born in 1985 and above. I think it was up like 27.5% it raised in that category. It's crazy. So this is happening more and more and more. And we have to figure out a better treatment for it and a better, I don't believe that we'll ever cure it, but if we can treat it and successfully help people live with it, that's a win.
There's no doubt about it. What is so interesting to me is I do not believe in coincidences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got Chef Lawton is a weekly feature on our show. She does a cooking segment, which is one of the highly rated portions of our show. How on earth, Chef Lawton works for one of the largest food distributors in the country. Mm-hmm. You work for one of the largest food distributors in the country. She's on the radio. You're putting this together. We're raising awareness about a rare cancer today and a foundation that's able to help in that area. And I walked up today and all I could smell was the food. So you guys, how did you guys end up teaming up on this and performance at, you know, one of the largest food distributors in the country end up being such a large part of this?
So Chris and I have known each other 10 or 12 years, maybe.
She actually trained me when I first came over to be in food sales. I trained with Ellie.
Yeah, and normally he tells the story about how
his
first day when I trained him at our last company we worked at together, he got in my car as a new sales rep, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to train you. Get in my car. Sorry if it smells like horse crap and hay, but that's just the way it goes.
And it very much did for the entire day.
And over the years, Chris and I became close friends, and I had the honor and privilege to know Lindsay. And watching this event grow to what it has is just so incredible. And like Chris said, Lindsay is definitely here in spirit today. The sun is shining. And if you ever had the chance to know Lindsay, whether you talked to her for 2 minutes or knew her for 20 years, she was pure sunshine every single day. Even on days where, you know, she wasn't feeling the greatest, when she was fighting her ass off, she was just sunshine for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things to take away from this is that in the state of Wisconsin, and this is one of the great things about being part of Raised in Wisco and doing a show that has to do with the people of this state, there's no better place in the world for people to turn out for each other. Mm-hmm. Events like this are happening all the time. I say on our show, learn something new, be open to understanding something new. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a father-in-law die at age 52 of pancreatic cancer, a very understudied cancer, very misunderstood cancer. Appendix cancer, very misunderstood cancer.
You
say,
family.
What can you do out there if you're listening to this show? Take an interest in something. You don't have to do it all, but I'm telling you, get off the 3-inch by 7-inch. Stop scrolling for a few hours a day and dedicate that time to other people. Dedicate it to making yourself a better person, experiencing the outdoors of Wisconsin. Get on a Wisconsin golf course. This is beautiful here, Ironwood in Sussex. Mm-hmm. The event is packed. Do something that's outside of your comfort zone. Learn about something that can help somebody. The most important thing about today, I think, Chris, is that Lindsay is alive here today. Mm-hmm. And it is her spirit that is inspiring the hundreds of people who showed up today. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're beyond max capacity here. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you for taking some time to talk to Raisin Wisco. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, how can people contribute to the foundation if they would like to do that? If they hear this and they're moved by that, how can they do that?
Sure. So we have a website, Living for Lindsay Foundation, the number 4, .org. We're also on Facebook at Living for Lindsay. And I mean, reach out to me. You know, one of the things that has become part of our organization is I've always wanted to raise awareness for appendix cancer and do things for appendix cancer. And my initial goal was to give towards people that have appendix cancer. There's not a ton of them, thank God. It's growing tremendously. But what we've also kind of shaked to is donating some money to young families battling cancer like mine. I mean, I have an 8-year-old son who's out here today running around, and he lost his mom. And there's a ton of families out there fighting, you know, with dads and moms that are fighting their butts off. If we can help some of that, we're always going to be appendix cancer research and funding. But if we can help other families in the state of Wisconsin, please reach out. We have funds. We have people that are, I mean, the amount of people that are out here right now are amazing. And I mean, I think the goal this year is 50,000. I can tell you that we're already there.
That's
we're going to be good. And we haven't even had the most important part of the night yet. So
yeah,
that's fantastic. So reach out to the foundation. I don't think I could have spent a better segment of Raised in Wisco than talking about this awareness for appendix cancer, for those rare cancers, pancreatic cancer. There's so many cancers, and really we're on the forefront right now of revolutionary change in the medical industry in those areas. But through the magic of radio, we're going to toss it back to me, Danielle, and Ellie in the studio. It's magic, I'm telling you. But what a great day. Thanks so much, Chris Jacob.
I do want to say thank you.
I want
to say thank you to the staff at Ironwood and Mike and Caitlin. They make me look really good at this event. If any of you guys or gals are looking to host an event, the staff here at Ironwood is top-notch. They are the best of the best.
Yeah, and if they can make you good, look good, Ellie says that's not easy.
Amen. It's not easy.
And we're also going to throw a link up on the Raised in Wisco Facebook page for Living for Lindsay Foundation.
All right, fantastic. Danielle, Joel, and Ellie Lawton, we're going to go back to you in the studio. And we've got an awesome recipe coming up in the next segment. This is Raised in Wisco at Ironwood in Sussex with Chris Jacob for the Living for Lindsay Foundation. A huge thank you to Chris Jacob for sitting down with us and raising awareness for cancer in general and some of the rare cancers. There's not anybody who listens to the show who has not been touched by cancer. There is not any other state in this country that comes out for its folks the way that Wisconsin does. I think one of the things we talked about together there that was most impressionable to me was the fact that in this life, we do not know how long we have, and I can't impress upon folks enough, set the phone down. Life happens in three dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
It does not happen on those phones. And living for the number 4, lindsay.org is the foundation if you want to contribute to that. And if you have something else that is special to you, get off the couch. Put the phone down, get out into the great outdoors of Wisconsin, experience the outdoors, and make an event like this part of your life in some way, because it is not, as you saw Chef Lawton there that day, it's not hard to help.
No, not at all.
You
and
can have
a
time
day.
Of your life golfing with your buddies,
yep.
And you're helping.
And I just went to the Living for Lindsay .org. I went to their page. They have raised in the past 5 years over $150,000.
That's fantastic. And I hope it's five times that much very soon.
I hope so.
We got a fantastic recipe coming up. I'm very excited about something I've never heard of until Chef Lawton started to talk about it. I've never heard of this before. I'm just telling you.
Never.
But I want to eat it. That I know. I'm Raised in Wisco.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Have you ever wanted to be a big? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And if you've ever been interested in being a big brother or big sister, enrollment day is here Tuesday, July 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. In just 2 hours and a few slices of pizza, you'll be walked through an orientation, interview, and background check process where at the end, you could be a big and part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northeast Wisconsin. Register now by going to WISS.FM and clicking events.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Thomas Jefferson is credited with most of the text of the Declaration of Independence, but the independence part came from a Virginian named Richard Henry Lee on June 7, 1776. The First Continental Congress sent a list of grievances in 1774 to King George III, among them the loss of their rights under English law, the occupation by British forces in peacetime, and the oppressive coercive acts passed by Parliament to shut down colonial unrest. The King and Parliament didn't respond other than to pass more restrictive laws. By mid-May 1776, 8 colonies supported independence, including Virginia, which directed its delegates to support independence at the Second Continental Congress. Virginia delegate Richard Henry Lee on June 7th presented his resolution for independence to the Congress in Philadelphia, which tabled action until July 2nd. In the interim, Thomas Jefferson, with light editing by Benjamin Franklin and John Adams, crafted a statement which would become the Declaration of Independence, which included Richard Henry Lee's independence resolution word for word. Resolved that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is, and ought to be, totally dissolved. Read the full Declaration of Independence at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That across the room is Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
And her time to shine.
Not
Chefferie
mine. Is that mine?
Ellie Lawton. Ellie Mae Lawton, yes.
Bonjour.
Is your, bonjour. I see you've been working on your French.
I only know that word. I've conquered that.
In France, do they call...
Don't do that.
At this time on Raised in Wisco, it's
it's charcuterie pizza time.
Segment.
This is why Chef Ellie only gets 30 seconds to go over a recipe.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Talk about, what are we?
This is dad joke recipe time. It's okay, Joel. Honestly, the food only tastes good if there's dad jokes attached to the recipes.
What are we eating?
Do you need my inhaler?
What are we eating? I told Danielle, I've never heard of this before.
Okay. Yes, I want to know what this
okay.
is.
What is it?
Last week, we couldn't fit it in. We're talking charcuterie pizza.
Charcuterie pizza.
It is still too darn hot in Wisconsin
it
to
is.
Fire up my oven. So okay. I have been going to the grill or the Blackstone. And I, what are you laughing about?
Charcuterie what do you have? Pizza. I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm trying not to interrupt your 7 minutes.
How are you doing with that?
Not
come
great.
On, focus. Let's go.
I'm going to drag this thing go. Out to the very last second.
You want some charcuterie pizza?
All right. You go.
Why are we laughing?
All right. So here's the plan. We're going to talk about it now next week. Just kidding. Okay, folks. Charcuterie pizza. Super easy. Get a ball of dough from the grocery store. Make your own dough. Get a preformed crust. Whatever you prefer for your pizza crust.
A tortilla or a pita you could use.
I would recommend the non-bread. I would recommend a pita or non-bread if you're going to do it on the Blackstone or the grill. Just because the tortilla on the grill, you're going to end up with a nice little bonfire on your grill.
I gotcha.
Ooh, yeah. Blackstone would be fine.
Okay.
So, okay. I did my last one on the Blackstone because I'm just on a Blackstone kick. Okay. I actually build it on the Blackstone, oddly enough.
Okay.
I put my crust, my dough right on the Blackstone. All right. It's already heated up with olive oil. It's already seasoned. The Blackstone is seasoned. And then it depends on how I'm feeling. This past time I did just olive oil and crushed garlic instead of a red sauce. Okay.
Ooh.
And then I did a cheese blend of Manchego and Fontina cheese. Fontina is really great because it will melt really evenly. And
so does
really,
Chihuahua cheese.
That would be fine.
That sounds good.
That would be fine too. And then here's where it gets crazy. I mean, you're literally building a charcuterie board on your pizza crust. You can build the pizza before you put it on the grill or the Blackstone. Again, I build mine on the Blackstone. Yes. So different
sounds
olives.
Like, just like a pizza. You're so, making a pizza. Why isn't a charcuterie pizza?
Well, because you're using traditional charcuterie ingredients,
yes,
right?
Yeah. The soppressata, the salamis, the prosciutto.
Got it. This makes
ricotta.
More sense.
Olives from all over. You
olives
could use
from all
over.
This makes sense now.
Danielle, fig jam on this last charcuterie pizza, right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
She got me a fig jam.
So we all love charcuterie boards, right? Come
Duh.
On.
Who
Who's
not
out there building them these
Who
days?
Does not?
Put it on your pizza crust. Swap out the sauces. Red sauce. You could do white Alfredo sauce if you're into that. Olive oil and crushed garlic. There's so many fresh herbs this time of year. Go to the farmer's market. Get some cilantro, some parsley, some basil. Throw it on there. And then close the lid. Let it work its magic.
Ooh.
Yeah, I would have ever thought of that. That's a great idea.
I never
would Everyone
have.
Likes dill pickle pizza now. I had
what?
Pickle slices
I'm sorry,
on
what?
Dill pickle pizza.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's a thing?
Yes.
Yes, I see
what
it on menus too.
So you can put your pickle slices on this pizza. There's
What kind
there's
of sauce
no rules.
Do they use for the dill pickle pizza?
I think it's like a garlicky sauce.
What?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound great to me.
It does
Danielle.
Not sound good at all.
Well, this charcuterie pizza.
I love
pizza,
dill pickles. I don't like them mushy.
Let's Correct. Get back on track here.
No.
So the charcuterie pizza. So I did the fig jam. I did the cheese blend. I went, you know, if you go to Sendix or Metro Market, wherever, they have the nice charcuterie trio meats.
Ooh.
If you grab one of those packs, that's perfect for your pizza. And then, you guys, I topped it with fresh peaches.
Oh.
And
what?
It was phenomenal.
Oh
fresh peaches.
To go with the peach dessert you made
the
last week.
The peach dessert, yeah, because I was at the
that
other farmer's market.
Fantastic.
If you guys see me at the farmer's market, somebody help me carry my bags because I'm just overloaded every weekend.
You need one of those little carts,
I need
stroller
a
carts.
Stroller cart.
That sounds
yes.
unbelievable.
So then once your crust is done, your cheese is bubbling, everything's melted, pull it off. Go back to your fresh herbs or get some arugula or fresh spinach from the garden. Throw it on top. Drizzle it with some olive oil, a little salt and pepper. Cut Ooh. It up and eat it.
Question.
Danielle, what do you have?
So with this charcuterie pizza, since everything's already cooked, how long are we just doing it to the cheese is melted? Like
yeah.
you said?
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know why
yeah.
I'm going like this.
Yeah, that's really I like. I like the hand gestures. Yes.
So and, just until
you're
about the crust.
Yeah, if you're using a fresh dough, wait till your dough is cooked all the way, right?
Yeah, yeah,
if you're
yeah,
using
yeah.
just a preformed par-baked crust, it's just like a frozen pizza, Danielle. Yeah. You're just looking, when your crust is done, you're ready to
throw this out there. One of my favorite pizza pizzas has got like a cracker crust.
Oh, yeah.
So if you use like a cracker crust with some cornmeal on the bottom of it, you'd get like almost like a cracker eating with the charcuterie.
So I have done that on the Blackstone. I will throw cornmeal down after I've seasoned and heated up the Black Zone. I've thrown cornmeal down, throw my crust on top, and then nothing will stick to it. You'll get that really nice cornmeal crust. You know what? We'll make it this weekend and throw a picture of us making it on the Facebook page.
That sounds fantastic.
Yes. I hope everyone enjoyed the safe 4th of July.
Yes. And next week, we're going to talk about it's grilling season. What do you like to bring to your barbecue? What's your go-to dish?
Yes.
Hey, we love having you along. We'll see you next week on Raised in Wisco.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Total deaths are now at least 27 from river flooding after torrential rain in Kerrville, Texas. 27 people from a camp area are missing, says Sheriff Larry Letha.
Kerrville Police Department, Kerrville Fire Department, and Kerr County Sheriff's Office and other first responders from around the Texas are continuing to conduct rescue and recovery operations along the Guadalupe River corridor.
Over 800 people have been evacuated. Tropical storm Chantal is expected to bring heavy rain to portions of South Carolina, North Carolina, and southeastern Virginia that can cause flash flooding. It's south-southeast of Charleston, expected to hit South Carolina tomorrow. Fast-moving fire danger in the Los Padres National Forest north of Santa Barbara, calling the Madre Fire, more than 70,000 acres threatening 50 structures, 10% contained. President Trump says U.S. shipments of missile defense missiles to Ukraine could resume. This is ABC News. Mayors of